Tom Watkins. He is the former superintendent of schools here for the state of Michigan. He also is as well versed in what's going on over in China in business and education as anyone that I know. Tom, I had two questions, received an email from you. I'm going to ask you one question about that. But the other one I wanted to ask you about the recall that the MEA is behind, in which they want to try and get Representative Scott out of office. And I wanted to propose a question to you. I had received an email from a teacher, and she told me she was upset because union money was being used to try and oust this person who the MEA deems as someone who didn't support them, didn't support education. And this woman said paying her dues in a fashion where the money is being used for that as opposed to allowing her to keep it just really ticks her off, and to her seems like a waste of money. And my question to you is, should a union be focused on recalls as opposed to perhaps taking care of their union members?
Well, this is part of the democratic process. We can argue whether the recall process in Michigan is too easy or the threshold is too low. I mean, I believe it really should be focused on issues of malfeasance in office, not trying to recalibrate from the last election. But it is part of the process, and people are going to go at it. And certainly workers have a right to have resources dedicated to take on issues where they feel they've been wrong. This is a tough issue because we do need reform in this state, whether it's in Michigan or our municipalities with pension and health care reform. We cannot continue to pretend and spend as we have in the past. If you have a real problem, somebody's got to get about the business of fixing the problem. Because if you have a hole in your roof, Tony, pretending to fix it doesn't keep the rain out.
I think if I was like this woman who was a single parent and a teacher, and every buck that I get would be very helpful, seeing that my union doesn't give me an option whether I could be a member or not, or pay dues or not, seeing them spend this, whatever money they are spending in campaigns like this, it could be very challenging.
Well, it is. I think, and certainly that argument is out there. The other argument that people within the union would make is that that individual, in fact, does benefit from the collecting bargaining process, from the staff that the MEA and other unions have on board to provide and stand up for them. So they're saying, yeah, you don't like some things, but you can't take some and not give up others. It's been an argument that's been talked about, and that's the broader argument of a right to work state, which as Governor Snyder has said, would perhaps start World War III between management and business, and something that he wants to try to avoid so we can get focused on real problem solving and addressing real issues.
You told me that you thought the idea to consolidate Detroit and Wayne County schools in an article that was in Dome magazine and also Cranes was intriguing. You've said it a million times. You can't keep doing the same old stuff. We need to change. I think if there was a consolidation there, that'd be pretty interesting because that's something that could spread throughout the state where there are challenges with school districts.
Well, what I'm posing here is really more at the county level. I mean, Kent County and the city of Grand Rapids, you had a citizen-led coalition discussing about having a uniserved county. And when you take a look at the problems in the city of Detroit and in Wayne County that are pretty well known, both city and county are seriously in debt. With Detroit talking about, the mayor talking about bringing in an emergency financial manager because the city will not have money to pay its bills come February, I think that we need some new thinking. And so I did toss out this idea in Dome to get the conversation started, to have it. Maybe it's not this idea, but, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again in the exact same manner and expecting a different result. We've got serious problems in our biggest city, our county, in our state, and we cannot continue to pretend and spend and kick the can down the road. You have to address the problems or they're going to get bigger.
But I think the challenge is, Tom, is having an entity and individuals give up their power. If they've got a good job, if they're making a great salary, if they have control, if they have power, getting people to really grasp change with enthusiasm and seeing down the road, it could help all those involved.
Well, I think that we need to take a look at it, and it could happen to our biggest city, our county, and our state. Look what happened to the domestic auto industry that continued to pretend and spend and assume that everything is going to be fine. You know, it was said at one time, what happens, what's good for General Motors is good for the country. That became not such a popular saying a few years back. You have to address problems, continually to ignore them, hoping somehow or another you're going to grow out of them, brings you the problems that we're facing internationally in Greece. It brings the problem we're facing nationally with our national debt, and it's problems that really have beset the state, the city of Detroit, and county government across the state.
Yeah,
you have to address problems.
Tom, you got to think those state representatives and state senators are seeing what's happening with Representative Scott when they're when he was trying to be proactive with change, and look what happened to him.
Well, you know, I mean, clearly there's collateral damage when people go to battle, and these are some big fights that need to be fought. It will be interesting, depending on what happens out of these recall elections tomorrow. It can embolden some people or perhaps put the fear of God in others if, in fact, people beat back these recall elections because other people are being targeted as well. But I'm hoping that after this, there's a cooling-off period and we can begin focusing on the real problems that are facing the state. Because if we don't, they're going to catch up with us and bite us in our rear end sooner than we'd like.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Good to be with you. Thank you.